It's just a tired day.
Oh, yeah. It's a tired year, I think. I never get enough sleep, and that's the only thing I want to do, because I'm a Taurus, baby.
I always get enough sleep.
Ugh, rub it in, why don't you?
Well, no, but I do this, like, it's not because I have the luxury of it. I mean, part of it is that, but, like, I protect my sleep time so well. I'm like, if I have to be up at 7:30, I'm in bed at 11:30.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in bed at 8 on most days, and I still don't get enough sleep. Like, I'll be asleep by, like, 11 or earlier sometimes, depending on how many gummies I took and how quickly they hit in.
Are you one of those super sleepers?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's like a shitty superpower to have, is that you have to sleep extra.
Yeah, I need like 10 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's a thing. People are like that. Some people are called super sleepers. Google it.
I'll never not be tired. I've come to just accept that about myself.
Someday when you're just unemployed trophy wife.
Living my best life.
Yeah. Deeply in love with a rich, wealthy man who's very good
to you.
He's
also really nice and good to me. Yeah. And everybody loves him. He's just a good person.
And you'll get enough sleep. I'm Shelby.
I'm Sam.
It's the Rom Complex. One, two, three, four.
Wearing a meat suit. That's a suit, it's made out of meat. And you. And me, and me, and you. Meat suit.
Rom Complex.
I should have done a big yawn before I said my name.
Oh my God. I can't believe you said yawn. Now I'm going to yawn.
Oh no. And now I'm going to yawn.
This is going to go back and forth forever. James,
the
fade
whole
out
episode.
And then fade out and then fade back in when we're done yawning. Okay.
LOL.
Still yawning. Hold on.
This week, we're talking about a movie that didn't make us yawn.
That's right. This movie was a lot of fun. It was Honeymoon in Vegas from 1992, starring Nick Cage and Sarah Jessica Parker, who's so pretty in this.
Oh my God, stunning. Literally, I've always been super jealous of Sarah Jessica Parker's hair, especially from like the early seasons of Sex and the City. And that's the hair she has in this movie, where it's just like this wild, like curly bush on her head, essentially. But it's just so... It's so beautiful, and it's just, it exudes vitality and youth. I'm like, damn, I want that hair.
You heard it here, folks. Bush exudes vitality and youth. It looks good.
Your upstairs bush and your downstairs bush.
So this movie is about this private eye, Jack, and it opens with his mom on her deathbed, and she's like, boy, mom. Mm-hmm. She's like, Jack... Don't marry anyone else. Yeah. She tells him, do not get married. No girl could ever love him the way she did, which is like, mom. And he's like reluctant. He does not want to agree to this, which this reminded me of the opening of something else we watched. Was it Shallow Hal, where someone's telling him on their deathbed, like, you know.
Yeah, his, like, dad is dying.
Not to date ugly people or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. That is, I forgot about that. I fucking pushed that to the back of my brain.
Memory hold it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So his mom is like, don't marry anyone else. He's reluctant to agree to this, but then she just dies.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, mom, come back. I won't marry anyone. I promise. Oh, mom.
Yeah.
Sorry, she's dead. She's dead. Years later, he has a beautiful girlfriend, Betsy, Sarah Jessica Parker, who is like, she's a teacher, I want to say. She's dressed like a teacher. I don't know. she's the best. They're very cute together. Sometimes she'll follow him around, like go with him on his little private eye things. And he's always following people who are cheating on someone else. You know, he's a private eye. So he's getting hired to follow people who are getting accused of adultery, and usually they're committing it. So he is very down about marriage, about relationships. And the whole time that they're talking about this, Betsy is like, it doesn't have to be that way for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she really wants to get married. And she's doing that 90s thing where she's just like, not to say that she would just marry anybody, but she kind of would just marry. She just wants to be a wife. She obviously loves Jack, but she wants to be a wife more than she cares about who her husband is.
Well, I think it's that she knows that what she wants to start a family soon. Mm-hmm. She has these goals for her life. So if he doesn't fit in with her goals for her life, then that's fair. It doesn't matter if she loves him.
Right.
But she, I think, thinks that she wants to still give him a chance that he could, because he's saying like, you know, he seems like he could at some point. And so he does agree. Like she wants to get married and start a family. She's like, when is this going to be over? Like, this can't be forever. And he obviously doesn't want to lose her. So he's like, okay, let's go to Vegas and get married. Fine.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's what every woman wants to hear. Fine, I'll marry you. So romantic. Yeah. And it's also established kind of in this opening little bit of them in New York that Jack, I was going to call him Nick Cage, Jack has repeated dreams about his mom. So like, even though it's been a couple of years since her death, he still has these dreams about her. And so like that messaging of never marry anyone else because no one could ever love you, it's still like, even if he's not consciously thinking of it, it's something that his subconscious is like holding on to. So like we established, like Jack's not the kind of guy that's just like just not marrying his very pretty girlfriend. Right. It's like there's a whole host of psychological issues going on for him.
And she gets it and she's supportive and stuff. But she's like, but you have to work through this, which is like true at a certain point. If 100%. He doesn't work through it, then it's going to affect his relationships in life. So luckily he agrees. He's like, okay, it's his idea. He's like, let's get it over with, because then, you know, he can just not have to worry about it. I think he's maybe overwhelmed by the idea of like build up and all the planning and everything. If they go do it in Vegas, it'll be over and they'll be done. So they get as far as like getting to Vegas. And of course, it's very cute. They're romantic. They're checking in the hotel. They're making out so much. They're so excited to be there. You know, it's cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. Unfortunately, there's some old creepy guy in the lobby of that hotel that they're just making out in front of.
Yes.
What is his name?
Tommy Corman. He's this
fucking Corman.
He's a wealthy professional gambler. He is an asshole. He comes in. He, like, makes the hotel guy kick the president of Brazil out of the room that he wants because, like, he'll hurt him.
Because that's his room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he, like, threatens to hurt this. He does. He literally grabs this guy's balls. Messed up. We know this is not a good man. But he sees Betsy. And she looks so much like his late ex-wife, Donna.
Yeah, so much, because they were played by the same actor.
Right, in the little memories that he has of her. You know, she's sitting there.
It's SJP.
And so Tommy sees her and is like, oh my God, it looks just like Donna. And we had just heard him talking about how much he misses Donna. And I think she like died from skin cancer because he's mad at the hotel for letting people just lay out in the sun all day. He's like, you guys, you know, murder.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then he makes a joke about how like Donna's skin was like leather, or like a saddlebag or something. It was, I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, he sees Betsy and is like, okay, those two are making out. There's no way that they're married. So I'm going to get her. I'm going to devise a plan. So he devises this plan, which is that he invites Jack to this poker game. And Jack, instead of just going straight to the chapel for the marriage, is like, I'm going to go ahead and get distracted by this poker game. And no matter how much Betsy is like, I have a bad idea about this. Why can't we just go, like, get married and, like, we're here together, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And Jack is like, no, it's just, like, a thing for new guests, blah, blah. He is looking for a reason to not get married, which is, like, Jack.
Yeah, he's stalling.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he had
got
just
those cold feet.
Listened to Betsy.
Ain't that just the way, though? Ain't that just the way?
Yeah, he needed to go on a journey.
Yeah, he needed to be bamboozled to know what truly matters to him, which is his lady. So he goes to this poker game. Again, it's all rigged.
Yeah.
So when he gets down to, like, a low amount of money, he's essentially, like, I think the hotel gave him credits. Or I don't remember how that was all set up. Because that's what he told her. Was that a lie?
Yes. So it's, like, $1,000 reimbursement or whatever. So, like, if you bet $1,000, you would get $1,000 back. But if you bet more than that, it's, like, not, you know.
You lost. Yeah.
Right. But that's just, you know, Tommy set that up. He's like, yeah, those are the terms from the hotel. Oh, you know, it was all through him.
Right. Okay. It was all a setup.
Because he tells him, he's like, oh, yeah, the hotel, I like to gamble. The hotel asked me to do this, you know, to, like, welcome new visitors.
That's right,
because
he makes it seem like it's a,
right.
Yes.
But it's not,
I'm recalling.
All of it is a setup just to get the girl, just to get Nick Cage deep into debt so that he agrees to let this guy spend time with Betsy. So they're playing this game. They, you know, trick him into going into the hole, and then he's coming back around. He's winning. And then Jack has a straight flush in his hand. He's playing it cool. He's like, but then he's like, you know, trying to borrow more and more money to go so he can meet these other people's calls and raises or whatever, however poker works. They're playing poker.
Yeah.
He has straight flush. And so he's like, I'm going to win, because it would be, like, ridiculous for anyone to have anything higher than that. It was straight up a straight flush to a Jack. And then, you know, once everyone reveals their cards, it turns out Tommy has a straight flush to a queen, which is like, it's just would like never happen. So you wouldn't really expect that to happen.
Yeah.
But it's a slightly better hand. So now Jack is $65,000 in debt to this guy.
Which, my God. The fact that people even gamble that, I've never been a gambler. I think we've talked about this. I've never been like, yeah, let me put money into this thing with the hopes of getting even more money. It's just not, I don't know. I just don't find it appealing. But to be that far in the hole, that gives me anxiety on a level that even my current anxiety-ridden body can't comprehend.
Yeah, I think that's a healthy way to look at, like, I look at gambling as, like, I'm spending money for an experience. I would never expect to be winning something off of it. I would be like, I have $100 to spend on this fun recreational activity of gambling. You know, and that's it. Yeah. So
just to try it and then leave.
The way these guys bullied Jack into continuing in the game, into, you know, betting this much and into getting tricked was just like, at any point he could have left. He could have left as soon as they were like, oh, no, I'll give you credit. He could have been like, nah, I'm going to go hang out with my wife. I love her. Or like, I'm going to go get married to my fiance or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, at any time. But he
chooses the wrong every time. He chooses the wrong choice every single time.
And the choice is letting himself get bullied by these guys, because it's literally they're pressuring him. But if he just held his own and did whatever the hell he wanted to do, then he wouldn't be in this situation. You know, he was letting them. So he could have stood up. But because he wasn't in a position to be like, I'm going to marry my lady right now, he got sucked in. But he, you know, he needed this journey. After the movie's over, he probably wouldn't, you know, behave the same way.
Yeah. He doesn't have a lot of self-confidence in the beginning. But then after trials and tribulations, he realizes he has to grow a backbone and stand up for what he wants. So after this is when Mr. Tommy, whatever his last name is, tells him, okay, you don't have to pay me the $65,000. Just let me essentially have your girlfriend.
Let me have
for
your
the next, is it like a week?
For the weekend. Yeah. And he's like, what?
What? And then when he tells SJP, she's like, what?
Yeah, she's like, I can't believe you did this.
Dude, I would have straight up left.
I would have been so mad. I would have been like,
oh, 65K in the hole? Bye. Not my problem, babe. Not my fucking problem.
I'm not marrying someone who would let themselves get bullied into spending $65,000 they didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
No. And like, no.
Exactly.
And don't bring me into it. Yeah. Anyone knows, like, I'm not going to solve that for you.
What do you want me to do? Give him a blowjob? Like, I don't understand what you think is going to get you out of this 65K hole.
I mean, I...
K-hole.
Wow. Wow, Sam. Thank you for... yes, my blowjobs are worth $65,000. So I think,
mine are not. I'll tell you that much. maybe like a smooth 30K. But six. I mean, you're high value.
I'm medium value. So if anyone writes in to judge the blowjob competition, we're blocking you. So anyway, Nick, so yeah, Jack agrees to this, is like, as long as, you know, you don't have sex with her or whatever, like, don't try to make a move on her or whatever. And she's like, what the hell? Like, she's freaking out. She's like, I'm not going to do this. Why would I do this? Like, this is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you agree to this? And he's like, you don't understand, I had a straight flush or whatever. And I'm like, and she kind of seems suspicious at first, like, it's a, and maybe
like that he did it on purpose,
that it's a setup, that he's
to
set
not
up,
get at least, married.
Well, no, I mean that,
oh, like she's Tommy suspicious did. About the game,
right? But I would be suspicious.
I think it makes sense for her to be suspicious, because what, like, if your boyfriend came to you and was like, hey, I went to this friendly game set up by the hotel, and now I actually owe $65,000. And actually, he said he would give me, like, he would not collect that money if he spent the weekend with you. I'd be like, that is the craziest thing someone has ever told me that they think is true. Like, what is going on here? This doesn't sound right.
I would also be like, if you wanted me to spend the weekend with someone else for your entertainment, like, we could have talked this out ahead of time, baby. You didn't have to spend $65,000.
It was the 90s, Shelby. Female characters in the 90s would never propose that as a trade.
True, true. But eventually she agrees to go to dinner with him, with Tommy. And he, the whole time, he's so weird. He's like comparing her to Donna, talking about all this stuff about Donna. But then at the same time, he's talking to her about all of the cool stuff he has, like his home in Hawaii and like all the rich stuff he could do and treat her to. And she's like reluctant or whatever. But then by the end of the night, kind of warms up to him. Like, she's at least polite, you know?
She's at least like, okay, I want to go to Hawaii, so
yeah,
fine.
Exactly. So he's like, instead of just spending the weekend with her in Vegas, he's like, I'm going to take you to my home in Hawaii. And she tells Jack this, and he's like, what? No, this is not part of the deal, whatever. But at this point, she's like, I'm going to make the most of this and go to fucking Hawaii.
Yeah, all expenses paid. Yeah, I'm fucking going. I don't give a shit.
Right. And I guess she's like not afraid of this guy, Tommy. I don't know. I'm like, I don't have time to do all that, you know? So she, I don't have time for all that.
Yeah.
She goes to Hawaii with Mr. Man to his big mansion or whatever. Jack is like, well, I need to follow her there, but he doesn't know where she is. So he's trying to like find out ahead of time. He can't find out. And then he's trying to get to the airport, but like, he's trying to get a flight, but things go against him at every turn because the guy, Tommy, has like people everywhere who are just like keeping him from getting places.
Yeah. I wonder what it's like to have that much power and influence. I can barely get most people that I know and who like me to do stuff that shady.
Right.
But yeah, he's set up to be this like well-connected guy. And obviously they're keeping a tail on Jack because, again, Tommy doesn't want him interrupting the plan, which is to woo her so significantly that she marries him and then he gets to have a redo with his wife.
Right. So he's wooing her Yes. And he's wooing her, and she's kind of like at this point kind of falling for it because he's saying all the right things to her. And she's like, wow, this would be really easy. And I guess money is really convincing to people. And it made her stupid because she becomes malleable in his hands. Yeah. Meanwhile, Jack does make it to Hawaii. He makes it to the island that she's on. But there's a nice little racism section, and the taxi driver is like, Tommy Corman told him, like, not to let Jack get to the house or whatever, the compound, to keep him away. So Jack is, like, with this taxi driver who's just driving him all over the fucking island, takes him on a wild goose chase to talk to this other guy and, you know, whatever. Not important. Eventually, Jack is like, get me over there. Finally gets to this compound after
stealing the taxi. He steals the taxi,
gets over there.
Yeah.
What's her face is having a nice long think, Betsy, because not only is she like wooed by all this stuff in Hawaii, but also Tommy has told her that he didn't.
That the bet was only $3,000, yeah. Not $65,000.
Right. He says Jack didn't owe him $65,000. He owed him $3,000. And he's just making Jack seem worse. And this is the point where I'm like, girl, how are you so stupid?
Right? I was like, wake up. Wake the fuck up, Betsy. What the fuck?
I wonder if she knows he's lying, but like is seduced by the fact that someone would lie so much for her.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, she was kind of suspicious about the whole thing as soon as Jack told her. So I think it feeds into one, now she has someone who is showering her with like compliments and affection and is telling her, I never would have waited to marry you. I would have married you immediately.
Right.
You know, so she's getting all of the stuff that she wants to hear. So not only is she seduced by the money because he has a giant house in Hawaii and like can take her to these fancy resorts or whatever. He's also showing her the attention that she wants from Jack. Like, she wants that same level of commitment from him. And so, you know, and I think this is probably the moment that I'm like, this is the best lying that Tommy does. Because he doesn't just say, like, oh, you know, he actually only owed me $3,000. He brings it up when SJP mentions $65,000, where that she's just like, did you even want the $65,000? And this is the part that I think is the most convincing, where he's like, 65, what are you talking about? 65? No, he owed me three. And I'm like, ooh, that's fucking evil, my guy. That was a good fucking manipulation.
And this whole time we've known he's like a shitty guy. He's getting in the way of things. Right. And even if he's not like assaulting her yet, like we know he's not a good person. So she's out on the beach just like thinking about everything because Tommy asks her to marry him. He's like, how about you marry me? Like, you know, we'll get married. Like, I'll get and she's like, are you really, you want me? You don't just want me because I look like Donna. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, you're so much smarter than Donna. Like, you know, this is how you're fucked different. Up. Like, whatever. And she's really confused. Jack gets there. He gets out of the taxi. He's yelling her name. Mm-hmm. And she, like, hears it on the wind, but thinks it's, like, her imagination because he gets arrested. Because, of course, Tommy knows all the local police and everything.
And he did steal a taxi. So there is that. So he doesn't get to intervene. Donna thinks that he doesn't care. There's multiple times in this like section of the movie, not the racism section, this section, where she's like trying to get in touch with Jack. She assumes that he went back to New York because he's not checked into the hotel anymore. She's leaving him messages, just trying to hear him out, essentially, for him to give her a reason to not marry this guy. But because he is trying to get to her, it doesn't pan out. So
she can't reach him.
Yes. So she accepts the proposal from Tommy and they're headed back to Vegas to make it official ASAP.
Right. By the time Nick Cage has his dentist friend bail him out of the jail, Betsy and Tommy are already on their way back to Vegas mm-hmm. to get married. Something I liked about this movie is that Sarah Jessica Parker and Nick Cage had great yelling chemistry, which was something we were really lacking in What Happens in Vegas, the movie we talked about last week, because these two characters, like, they're yelling at each other. You believe them. They believe what they're saying. Like, Sarah Jessica Parker is just very earnest. She's smart, but she still has, like, a nice little sweet personality. And Nick Cage, obviously, is kind of crazy and is, like,
he's
you
Nick
know,
Cage,
emotional.
Maybe?
Yeah. But, like, you get what he's saying. You get why she gives him, like, the grace that she does. I don't know. It's really nice. This movie is very fun to watch. Like, it doesn't stop moving, really.
Yeah. No, I think they set it up. You're right. They set it up so that even though, like, both of those characters are kind of making stupid decisions, you're still rooting for them. Like, I was rooting for them to get married the whole time. Even when he was stalling, even when she was considering, like, marrying another man, I was like, no. Like, you guys, it'll be fine. Just fall in love and get married. It'll all work out. Fucking Tommy just had to get in all the way.
Yeah. So Jack is now frantically trying to get to Las Vegas, but Tommy is, like, not gonna let him. So everywhere he's going, they're like, no, there are no flights. Next flight's this time. He's trying to get any flight he can. Tommy's, like, he literally had a flight canceled. This guy can
That's
cancel
the power
a flight.
He has.
That's the power he has. That's money, people. Couldn't be me.
Yeah.
I don't have it. Maybe after my Vegas trip.
Yeah, because you're going to win $3 million on the slot machine, like I told you last week.
Go. So Jack ends up getting rerouted to, like, San Jose or something. At least he gets back to the United States mainland. I think that was a joke in the movie where he's like, I need to get back to the U.S. And they're like, this is the U.S.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's indigenous Hawaiian land. Let them have it back.
So he finds, like, small... There's nothing. He can't get any commercial flights. Finally, he finds, like, small planes, and he has a sign up. He's like, is anyone going to Vegas? I need to go to Vegas. He gets in a flight with all of these Elvises. There are all these Elvises piling into little flight. And he's like, are y'all going to the Vegas? And they're like, yeah, do you need a ride? And he hops in. Meanwhile, in Vegas, we see that Tommy is not a nice man. Because he asks Betsy for something. And she says no. I don't remember what. But she, like, doesn't. She's just says no to something he asks. And he is like, you don't say no to me. He, like, grabs her. Now he's like
you're being very rude.
He's going to put his hands on her and, like, he's going to hit her if she doesn't do what he says.
It's crazy how quick the flip is, right? Because they're not even married yet. You would think, since he's obviously a manipulative abuser, that he would wait until the fucking marriage certificate was signed. But she's agreed to marry him. That's it. There's no ceremony involved. Nothing has actually happened. But he takes that as license to treat her the way he was planning to treat her after they got married, which is horribly.
Right.
If she doesn't do what he says.
I mean, yeah. Thank God he's an idiot and not any smarter, because then he would have waited until she was actually married to him. But at this point, she's just kind of stuck. And now he's, like, you know, basically kidnapped her. Like, she is now stuck with him. He's like, yeah, you agreed to marry me. So now you have, you know, this is it.
And nobody, like, breaks their promises to Tommy.
Corman.
Whatever his last name. Corman. No one breaks their promises to Tommy Corman.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, it is, like, a lot of that behavior does not show up right away. If it did, why would you stay with the person?
Right.
But yeah, usually
it
takes
very
longer.
Convenient.
Right. It takes longer for it to show up, like, until you're actually trapped. But luckily, she was not yet trapped.
Not yet. Only slightly trapped.
Only slightly trapped.
It's important to note, too, that, like, I think the reason that he showed his cards... earlier than he probably would have is because she was having doubts. It was very clear once they finally got to Vegas that she wasn't actually cool with marrying him and that she didn't really want to. I don't think he would have been so forceful had she been kind of just like, let's do it tomorrow instead. You know, like she was still fully planning to marry him, just wanted a little time. And obviously he is racing against the clock of this man is going to somehow find his way back and try to ruin this relationship. So we got to get this signed, sealed and delivered before he's able to do that. So, you know, I think that's, again, why he had to bust out his abusiveness, because he was like, listen, I'm going to get this lady in that chapel one way or another.
He tried the nice way. Now it's time for the not nice way. Yeah. It is funny. The whole time he knows as soon as she and Jack get back together that she'll go with him. Like, he doesn't stand a chance.
No, not at all. He jumped out of a plane for her. Come on.
Right. So,
yeah.
And that's what
part of me also wonders. Oh, I was just going to say, part of me wonders too, like, if he was also abusive with Donna.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right. But because you mentioned the whole thing about her maybe having skin cancer or something, and you think that's the reason that she died. But my brain the whole time was like, did he do something to her?
He did it.
Yeah. Like, it's almost like, I think in that case, it's like you're hugging a puppy too tight and you didn't know, like, you know, you don't know your own strength kind of situation that he like, yeah, he probably was abusive with her. Let's be real. But there was probably a situation where he didn't know his own strength and then she died.
Oh,
I don't know.
Maybe. I keep forgetting there was a guy in this movie named Johnny Sandwich. Anyway,
such a great name. That's gonna be my firstborn child's name, Johnny Sandwich. We also forgot to mention that there is a clip before they go to Hawaii where there's like a little tiny baby Elvis singing on stage.
Yeah.
And while I was watching it, I was like, man, that kid looks a lot like Bruno Mars if he was a baby. And then I looked it up. Yeah, that was Bruno Mars, guys. He was 6 years old.
Holy shit, he was 6 years old in 1992. Wow. Yeah, a lot of the extras in this movie were in Elvis costumes. Like, there were a lot of different groups of Elvises. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the image of Vegas presented in this movie, is that there's an Elvis on every corner. I don't remember.
And there is.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll let you know how many I see. We'll do the Elvis count. Shelby's Elvis count.
You have to take a picture every time you see an Elvis.
Oh, I'll try.
You won't. You're not going to do it.
Maybe I'll remember to do that.
You're having too much fun.
I know. It's going to be my birthday like,
it's
weekend.
My birthday.
I don't want obligations.
No, of course not. It is funny, though, with all the Elvis imagery, that Nick Cage was married, engaged to Lisa Marie.
Oh.
Right? They were together.
Yeah, I think that's...
They were married?
I don't know.
See, I know I'm supposed to be the pop culture one, but I forget these things all the time.
That's why you need a Google Glass. What is the new one called? The Vision?
The glasses? Oh, I don't even know. Those things scare the shit out of me.
So you could just be looking up things in your visor while you're on, you know, on the air.
Yeah, you're so right. I should do that. Buy it for me.
Wait, me? Listeners?
Married. Found it.
Okay, so they were married. In the plane, Jack is finding out that the plane is going to Vegas because it is full of a famous group of skydiving Elvis impersonators. They have light up suits. They skydive into Vegas and they're like, hey man, what size suit do you wear? You're getting in. And they had asked him if he had ever been in one of these planes before. And he was like, oh yeah, loads of times. Like, to be like, I need a ride, you know? Not realizing that he was going to have to jump out of this plane. This was going to have to be a more complicated debarking than he's used to.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
No.
Not even for the love of my life.
I'd
have been like, take this plane down.
I would have done it. I would do it for you.
I'm sweating at the thought. I'm sweating at the thought of jumping out of a plane. I can't do it. Fear would take over.
They're trying to tell him, like, the order to pull the chutes in. It's like, oh, pull the yellow one. That's the first shoot. And then the red one, that's the safety mm-hmm. shoot if the other one doesn't go off or whatever. Meanwhile, in Vegas, Sarah Jessica Parker, Betsy, she disguises herself as a showgirl to sneak away mm-hmm. from Tommy, which is like the best way to, you're in Vegas. That's
perfect.
Fantastic. You're shooting a movie about Vegas. I better see a showgirl. I love to see Sarah Jessica Parker. So she like walks away. She's kind of short for a showgirl. And
I thought that was so funny. Yeah. She's so little.
Right. And she disappears outside into a crowd. She's like trying to get away. There's this big empty space in the middle of this crowd that's opening up because the skydiving Elvises mm-hmm. are coming.
Yeah.
And up in the plane, one of the Elvises is trying to mess with Nick Cage and is like, actually, you pull the red one first. So Nick Cage, Jack has no idea which thing he's supposed to pull first at this point. He's trying to get it right because he's terrified.
Yes. And he, you know what? He eventually jumps out that plane and he does the right order. That's all that matters.
Yep. He lands safely. He's wearing his Elvis shirt. Betsy runs to him. He's wearing his Elvis suit. Betsy runs mm-hmm. to him. She's in her showgirl outfit. Fantastic. That's the way you should be dressed at the end of a movie about Vegas.
Hell yeah.
It's so cute. He's running to her. He's like, did you marry him?
I know.
And she's like, no.
She's like, no, I couldn't.
It's
true love. I told you, I was rooting for them the whole time. I was like, no, you guys deserve it. Be happy. Be in love. So they have a nice little smooch. That's where Tommy sees it and realizes he's lost. He's not going to get her. Get the fuck over it, my guy.
Like, yep.
Just go use your tons of money to,
you don't need love.
Relax.
You have money.
Yeah, exactly. You're old. Just go live out the rest of your days somewhere. Hire a nice young thing to be your wife.
It's funny. At some point in the movie, I think maybe it's one of Tommy's relatives or I don't know. Someone's talking to Betsy and saying that like,
it's a son.
He's saying like, you know, maybe Jack doesn't know, but he needs to know that he'll marry you. Like, it's someone on her side talking about Jack, where it's like, you want someone who knows they want to marry you, basically. Mm-hmm. And so Jack is like, at the end being like, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. They go right to a chapel. Yeah. Immediately they get married. Mm-hmm. Who? Mom who?
Yeah.
She does ask if he had another like dream about his mom. And he's mm-hmm. like, yeah, but it's like not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, he told her that he's going to get married to this mm-hmm. beautiful girl.
Yeah.
So they get married. The flying Elvises are their guests. And they're happily ever after.
Yeah. And they're in love.
It's so sweet. I was watching it and I was like, oh my God, this is cute. If my boyfriend skydived to see me, I don't think he would. Well, I was like, he would never because he's so afraid of flying and heights. But then I mm-hmm. saw that he like skydived when he was in college.
What?
I know. I'm could like, not why? Be me. How are you so afraid now? You've literally jumped out of a plane.
Yeah, no, I never want to do that. My sister wants to do it at some point. I'm like,
I would do it, but if I had kids, I'll put my feet on the ground.
Yeah, there's that too. I don't know. I'm not an adrenaline type person. So like the rush that you would get from jumping out of a plane, I don't really want it. I can get my adrenaline elsewhere with my feet firmly on the ground, safe from that. I do think it's interesting too, though, that like, I don't know. I really love them as a couple, but at the same time, like if SJP was one of my friends and her boyfriend of however many years just like wasn't proposing, I'd be like, girl, leave his ass. What are we doing? Like you're clearly on different paths. And I just don't think, I don't know. I think the fact that she was like, well, you kind of giving him an ultimatum in a way to say like, this is what I want for my life. And if you don't want it, like, whatever, to kind of get him to be like, okay, yes, yeah, we'll get married. I'm just like, I feel like getting married should be, you should both be excited about it.
Right.
Everyone should want to get, like, you should want to marry your partner.
Right. And that's, I mean, I don't think she wanted it to feel like an ultimatum, but, and that's why he was like, oh, let's just go to Vegas and do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he was still trying to weasel his way out of it.
Right.
I do think What she did was allow him the opportunity to become a person who would fit into that life that she wanted. She was like, this is like the trajectory I'm on. Are you going the same direction? You need to decide if you're going that direction with like with me. And he was just kind of standing still. And she thought that there was still a chance that he could decide to go with her, you know? So I don't think it's necessary. I think maybe it's just, she's like, maybe this is what he needs to, I need to be straightforward about what I want.
I am inclined to agree with you, except for the fact that she wasn't actually willing to end the relationship.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to do that, if you're going to say either we're growing together or we're not going to be together anymore, you need to kind of back that up. And I don't think she was prepared to do that. So that's why it to me feels more ultimatum-y, because she's like, I'm threatening you that I'm going to leave, but I'm not actually going to leave. I just want you to marry me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And she's like, well, now I'm just going to go to Hawaii with some guy.
Yeah.
Because you gambled me to him.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is something to that of like, you know, this is your like, if you choose to lose me, this is what it's going to feel like. You know what I mean? I think I'm not so much concerned with her deciding to go to Hawaii with Tommy. To me, oh, I'm like, that's just fucking, that's being just petty.
Smart. Yeah.
That's just being petty. And I love petty. I will always go for petty. But yeah, I think that just the kind of setup, I was like, yeah, because it's very clear that her whole like, I want to get married. I want to start my family. That's like 1990s societal expectations of women, 100%. And it's like she's never even fully examined if that's what she actually wants, or she just thinks that she has to have it because of her age or whatever, you know?
Yeah, the year was 1992. People were wearing those button-down sundresses that they're also wearing now.
Yes, they are.
And women wanted to have babies early.
Yeah,
I guess.
And girls just want to have fun. Sarah Jessica Parker movie.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
I didn't really know anything about this movie, but I loved it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I think it's always fun to watch Nicolas Cage be slightly unhinged. I think he's more hinged in this than he was in Moonstruck.
Yeah.
But still that fun level of unhinged that I'm like, yeah, that's Nick Cage.
We've watched a lot of Sarah Jessica Parker content lately also, and I am into it. I was like, you know what? She was great. Why? I don't know. I feel like when I was a kid, there were just so many jokes about her being ugly.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense because she has a longer nose or something. Like her face is like a pointier or something. But I'm like,
she has a long face. Right.
Right. But like, that's the only thing they could try to get her on, I guess. They were like, wow, she's too talented. She's so good on these TV shows and in these movies. She's a great actor. So we have to go after something. What's the one thing we go after women for? Their looks.
Their
looks. Well, first, their weight. But obviously, Sarah Jessica Parker is like tiny. So that's not going to work. Their face.
I'll go after her credit score.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that this had a stage adaptation.
Wait, really? On the Broadway or off the Broadway?
So a musical stage version was written, but the premiere was canceled. And then a different production was open and ran in 2013.
Oh.
Yeah. And there have been other runs of it as well.
I wonder how they would adapt this for the stage, given all of the location changes. Like, changing locations on stage is a pain in the ass, frankly.
Oh, interesting. They kept the mother alive for the change, and it's a musical.
Viva Las Vegas. That song is definitely somewhere in that show. You're telling me it's not? Get out of here.
Well, I don't know if it's a jukebox musical.
No, it doesn't have to be a jukebox to have that one little, one little bit incorporated somewhere into the music.
Yeah, lots of Elvis on this soundtrack, which we love. Yeah. Love to hear it.
They really did. You're right. They really leaned into like, this is Vegas. It's just Elvis impersonators and Elvis on all the speakers and gambling and marriage. That's it.
And again, most of the movie takes place in Hawaii and New York. So it's just very small parts in Vegas. But Vegas is the real crux of the story.
Yeah.
After all, know. Who would make such big gambles at a poker game in any place but Vegas?
Yeah. You're not going to do that at your local gambling location. What are they called? Casinos.
No. Your local gambling location. We can't say casino anymore. It's trademarked.
Dang it.
Sorry.
Gosh, censorship ruins the day again.
And yeah, it's censored. It's actually a slur now.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry if I offended anyone.
You do not want to know what it means.
Gambling. What did I call it? Gambling locations.
That's right.
So yeah, you can't do all of the stuff that happened in this movie if you're just going to your local mom and pop gambling location.
That's right. You can't get a rich man to buy your girlfriend at your local gambling location.
Buy your girlfriend. Oh,
that's
my God.
That's basically what it...
No, anyway. I know. You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just funny. I'm laughing.
Something about romance movies is that sometimes a stupid character gets the chance to grow through this like crazy scenario in the way that they needed to become a not stupid character. And that's why it's like, okay, now his whole thing is fixed. Because of this movie, he fixed his problem. Most of us don't get that. We have to figure out our problems on our own.
Yeah.
This character got this whole life event.
Do you think all of his problems are fixed? Because he still has a pretty fucked up view on, like, adultery and the fact that, like, married people... Which he also, in that whole beginning bit, is talking about how, like, only married people cheat on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's not true.
Right.
Anyone can cheat on anyone in any stage of relations. But yeah, I think part of his problem was fixed, the whole getting married part. But I was going to ask you, do you think that they like survive the test of time, these two?
Well, he probably gets mad at her for stuff like, oh, this guy was talking to you. But I think she loves him. So I think she's probably like, he's just mad about this thing. He'll get over it. And like, it doesn't take it personally, you know? That's like if things stay happy, if like they run out of money or whatever, or if they have trouble getting pregnant, like who knows? Who knows what can happen?
Right. I don't know. I loved these two and I was rooting for them to get married, but I don't know necessarily that they stay together forever. I don't think they do.
I hope they have a cute little kid. Two
they
of them.
Definitely
Three
have
of
a kid.
Them.
No, they definitely have kids. That doesn't save a marriage, Shelby.
And well, we get to make up whatever we want.
You're
I
right.
choose that they're
okay.
happy.
I can be positive too, I guess. Whatever.
Any final thoughts about this movie or going on a honeymoon in Vegas?
I desire to elope in Vegas, also in a secret married way, not in the same way that you secret married, in a different secret married.
Yeah.
Kind of way, as in secret from everybody else until I can reveal it in a very dramatic and bold fashion. You know, I'm theatrical.
I imagine you wearing a Phantom of the Opera costume while you're doing this.
No, but you know what I did see? And I'm like, damn, I have to steal this now, is a girl at her birthday party revealing that her and her fiance got married.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she did it was she was playing this video that someone made. Someone made is where the air quotes go around, where it's like baby pictures and baby photos, you know, sometimes for like big births. I think she was like turning 30, which is insane. But for her 30th birthday, it was like, look back at her life and look at all how cute she was. And then intercut, there would be like glitches in the video that would like glitch to like you're seeing hands with a ring or like you're seeing her and her boyfriend or fiance or whatever. And then it cuts back to the baby pictures. And then it finally cuts to like their ceremony and then like their vows to each other. And everybody in the room is like, what? Like freaking out. And I was like, taking this. This is mine now. This is,
you know, my parents did that. It was like a Thanksgiving gathering after they had. So my parents got divorced and they got remarried to each other.
Right.
So after they had been divorced, they had Thanksgiving at their house after they like gotten back together and they were dating again. And during Thanksgiving, since everyone was there, at one point they just opened the back curtains to like the pool area and they had a little altar set up and my grandma was there to officiate and they just had the wedding with everyone there.
Yeah,
so it's like a surprise wedding. Yeah.
Very much. My sister did this, a similar thing with the video, but to announce she was pregnant. So it was like we had gathered to watch her wedding video because right. she's like, I finally got it back from the videographer. And then it like glitched out to a fucking cute. Sonogram. And we were like, are you kidding me?
That's cute.
Yeah. I love surprises like that. So I think that's my takeaway is that I'm definitely eloping to Vegas. I will get married by Elvis and the photos are going to be so fucking cool and I'm going to come back and surprise everyone.
If you want to see those so fucking cool photos at some point, please follow us on social media, The Rom Complex on Instagram, TikTok, those places. Facebook.
Yeah, if you're also looking to get married, you have to submit all of your qualifications in a headshot, but you can in fact send them to theromcomplex@gmail.com. Hey, maybe I'll find my husband in our inbox. You never know.
Yeah, she's looking. If you want to help support us and help us make more content and better mm-hmm. content and do this thing we like doing, head on over to patreon.com/theromcomplex, where you can subscribe and get access to tons of bonus content, including mini episodes about TV shows and tarot readings that Sam does. If you are a $10 patron, we'll even say your name at the end of the podcast episode. That's this list right here. Catherine W. J-Train. H-P-G. DarlingHomebuddy.com and Alex AWOL.
Thanks so much for your support, guys. Get over there. We've got some fun stuff. You should go subscribe and support. But until then, remember to keep falling in love
with yourselves.
Bye. Bye.